And we had a burden from the end of last year to the beginning of this year.
教会盼望能够重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
And the burden, the church hoped to build the wall of Jerusalem.
这个耶路撒冷不在中东的地方。
And the city of Jerusalem physically is not in the Middle East.
这个耶路撒冷要在我们每一个弟兄姊妹的心房。
And this Jerusalem is supposed to be in your heart.
我们里头有的，我们外面就要有。
And what we have inside, it should also be what we have outside.
但愿神在我们心中的深处做工。
And we hope that God will do great things within us.
我们的神是真神。
And our God is true God.
神的儿子耶稣基督叫做真理。
And the Son of God, Christ Jesus, is named, truth.
The truth.
The truth.
耶稣基督来，他是照着父神真神的心意来做成一切的事情。
And Christ Jesus came is to accomplish things according to Father's will.
本来在地上没有一个人认识真理。
And on earth, no one knows the truth.
所以我们都是虚谎的人。
We are all people without, yeah.
Without the truth. That's why we are all people of vanity.
People of vanity, yeah.
但是神的儿子来拯救我们。
But Son of God came to save us.
他亲自来到做了一个人。
And he became a flesh personally.
从此我们知道真理不再是一个抽象的东西。
So from that point on, we know that truth is no longer abstract.
每一个人要认识真理必须要认识耶稣基督。
And whoever wants to know this truth have to know Christ Jesus.
因为耶稣基督是真理。
Because he is the truth.
当他进到我们的心中。
So whenever he comes into our heart,
主第一件事情就要除去我们一切荒凉的光景。
And the first thing he wants to do is to take away our desolation.
本来我们的生命是荒凉的。
And our lives originally are in desolation.
是不能够建设的。
And cannot be built upon.
没有真的生命可以长在里头的。
And there's no life could grow out of that.
但是当真神耶稣基督来到我们里头。
But when the true God Christ Jesus came into our hearts,
他要除去我们所有虚谎的心态。
And he will take away all those vanities.
他要改变我们虚谎的生命成为一个真生命。
And it will take away the life of vanity and instill a new life.
我们的主耶稣是救主。
And the Christ Jesus is Savior.
当他挂在木头上的时候。
When he was hung on the cross,
他为我们舍了他的一切。
And he forsake all of him.
信他的人不只是得着一个感觉。
So for those who believe in him, it's not just having this kind of feeling.
因为耶稣基督这个生命已经住进来我们的里头。
That indeed, the life of Christ Jesus has dwelt in our hearts.
信他的儿女知道有一个新的生命进来了。
So for children of God who believe in him, know there's life has already dwelt in our lives.
所以当我们在不知不觉的时候仍然活在虚谎的里头。
So without knowing it, we were still living in that desolation condition.
这个新生命在我们里头会有感觉。
And this new life will feel this new life.
神的儿子是那么样的真实。
And the Son of God is so real.
但是可惜的是我们常常仍然活在虚谎的里头。
So what a pity that we still live in those vanity.
所以不单只在头一天我们把耶稣基督借进我们的生命里头。
Maybe the day before when we borrow this life of Christ into us.
我们以后每一天的生活仍然要靠主耶稣所差遣真理的圣灵而活。
So from this day on, we should live a life that is according to his truth.
The spirit of his truth.
Spirit of his truth.
因为没有真理的圣灵，我们常常仍然活在虚谎中。
A spirit without truth, we still live in that vanity.
基督徒要在荒凉中建造生命。
And Christians should build our lives, in this desolation.
必定要认识这个真理的圣灵。
And we should know the spirit of truth.
荒凉是一个必然的事情。
And desolation is inevitable.
上一次我们讲到只有有信心的人才见到真荒凉。
And last time we talked about Only the true believers could see that desolation.
世界上的人活在地上看见一片的繁荣。
And the worldly people live on this earth will see all the prosperities.
信耶稣神的儿女看见地上是一片的荒凉。
But the children of God who believe in him will see the desolation.
什么时候我们真看见荒凉?
So whenever we really see this desolation,
什么时候我们就在被拯救的边缘?
And that is the time we are at the point to be saved.
感谢真理的真神,
and we give thanks to this true God.
他天天仍然要引导我们走每一天的生活的路,
and day by day, he will walk us.
但是我们需要来认识这位真理的圣灵,
but we have to know this truthful, the Spirit of Truth.
也要顺服他,
and we also need to obey.
他要怎样走, 我们要跟随他怎样走。
We need to follow wherever the Holy Spirit leads us.
弟兄姊妹, 我们一生的功课没有什么高言的大志。
And our task of our lives may not have a great dreams.
信神的儿子也没有什么太高超的学问。
And maybe for being a children of God may not have a great knowledge.
但是我们一定要懂得一件事情，就是怎样来顺服真理的圣灵。
But one thing we need to know, we need to understand, is that we need to obey the Spirit of Truth.
因为他唯有他引导我们出荒凉进入丰富。
And that's the only way that we can be guided out of the desolation and into the fullness of God.
请我们翻开圣经约翰福音3章5到6节。
Let's turn our Bible to John chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
我们翻到，请我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
没有圣经的可以听，可以跟坐在旁边的一起来看这样圣经。有翻到圣经的，我们一起来念。
Share your Bibles if you haven't brought any.
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的，就是肉身；从灵生的，就是灵。”罗马书9章。
Romans 9.
我们读1节和8节。
Verse 1 and 8.
罗马书9章1节跟8节。
Romans 9, verse 1 and 8.
我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，有我良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。这就是说， 肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。感谢神，约翰保罗在这两段的圣经里头告诉我们一件非常坚定的事情。We
praise the Lord that John and Paul have conveyed a great message through these two verses.
约翰说，从肉身生的就是肉身。
And John said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh.
从灵生的就是灵,
and that which is born of Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit.
保罗继续说, 肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女。
And then Paul even said that, it is not the children of the flesh who are children of God.
唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。
But the children of the promises are regarded as descendants.
信耶稣神儿子的信徒们都是神的儿女，神的后裔。
And saints of saints who believe in Christ Jesus are his descendants.
你怎么晓得你是神的后裔？
How do you know you are descendants of Christ?
因为神老早就应许了，凡接受他圣灵的，都是他的后裔。
Because Christ has promised long time ago that if you believe in him.
的确，我们是从圣灵生的儿女。
Yes, indeed, we are born of spirit.
圣经说是那应许的儿女。
And the spirit in the Bible said it is the promised.
没有圣灵只是一个头脑上的基督徒。
And without Holy Spirit, we are only Christian in mind.
没有圣灵进到我们里头引导我们，我们只是一个外表行为的基督徒。
And without the guidance of Holy Spirit, we are only a Christian on earth.
但是圣灵生了我们。
But we are born.
神一切的应许都在圣灵里头，在我们身上成为事实。
And this,
all the promises of God will become reality in the Holy Spirit for us. 神是真实的。
And God is real.
人都是虚晃的。
And we are in the vanity kind of situation.
保罗说圣经里头告诉我们。
And Paul said, Bible tells us,
当神责备人的时候显为公义。
And when God condemns us, and that reflects the righteousness of him.
这句话我很久的时间我都不懂。
And for a long, long time, I did not really understand this verse.
好像我所懂的就是神爱我。
And what I really understood is really God loves me.
神知道我的软弱。
And God knows my weaknesses.
神赦免我。
And he has forgiven me.
这个我懂。
And I understand that.
但是这里说你责备人的时候
，and here it talks about whenever you condemn people，
显为公义
，as a reflection of righteousness。
我很久很久都不懂
，I really didn't understand this for a long, long time。
好像我看见的、听见的人责备人的时候很多
，so when it went from what I heard, from what I see, it happens a lot that people condemn each other。
神啊，你责备人吗
？And I have this question, God。Do you also condemn?
当神责备人的时候要显为公义。
And whenever God condemns people, it's a reflection of his righteousness.
很多的时候我们在教会里头都要受教。
And a lot of times we need to be taught in church.
那特别是我们这些常常做老师们的人。
And especially for us who often being a teacher before brothers and sisters.
我们特别喜欢人受教。
And we especially like people to be taught.
常常我会责备人。
A lot of times I personally condemn people.
那我责备人的时候呢，我不晓得是不是显为公义。
And when I scold people, I don't know if that's a reflection of my righteousness.
我自己觉得自己蛮公义的。
And maybe a lot of times I feel that way.
那有时候责备人是对的，也是必须要有的。
And sometimes it must be that way that you have to scold people.
但是有没有显为公义呢？在乎神。
And it's a matter of God if has been reflected, if has been the reflection of righteousness.
因为在乎圣灵在你身上所出来的责备是不是公义的。
And it is at the matter of Holy Spirit to review that if it is righteous.
我常常责备人。
I often scold people.
越喜欢责备人的人就越被人议论。
And often those people who scold people a lot will often be talked about from
很多的
back.
Yeah, 很多时候人家议论的时候呢就没有显为得胜。
And whenever people really talk about this behind me, there is not a reflection of victory.
慢慢就晓得人不要责备人。
And I realized that people should not condemn people.
要让神来做这件事情。
And let it be done by God.
当神来责备人的时候。
So when God comes to condemn.
当真理的圣灵在人里头抵挡一切的虚谎的时候。
So when the spirit of truth here to reject all the vanity.
它永远是公义的。
That is always the reflection of righteousness.
当人背后在议论什么的时候。
So when people are gossiping behind you,
神每一次都要得胜。
And that is the victory proclaimed by God.
我们要学习跟随神儿子的圣灵。
And we need to know, we need to learn how to follow the spirit of truth from God.
我们要认识真理的圣灵不是我们随便在口里头说。
And to know the spirit of truth is not what we just talk about with our mouth.
一个人要在主里头责备人的时候，
So when we scold people in Christ,
我们盼望这样子的人是最顺服圣灵的人。
And we hope that person is the one who obey God the most.
保罗说肉身生肉身。
And Paul said, which of born of flesh is flesh.
唯有灵所生的才是灵。
And which of born is of spirit is spirit.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不是说, 做父母的, 做老师的, 不能责备人。
And we're not talking about him being a parent or being a teacher. We should not scold people.
我是说, 越做父母, 越做老师的, 越要懂得真理的圣灵。
And it's especially emphasized that being a parent and teacher, you need to know more about Holy Spirit.
世界上的人喜欢议论别人。
And people on this earth want to talk people behind their backs.
我们要在神面前认真。
And we need to be careful before God.
所有的虚谎都需要真实的建设来
And all the vanities, to reject all the vanities, we need a lot of truth.
如果只在肉身中,
if we scold people in our flesh, that's going to cause even more chaos and trouble.
但是当我们学习跟随真理的圣灵,
so once we learn to follow the spirit of truth,
事情就简单,
and everything could be solved easily.
对就是对, 错就是错。
Right is right and wrong is wrong.
什么叫做荒凉?
What is desolation?
荒凉就是对的你不能说对,错的你不能说错。
And desolation talks about if it is true, you will not consider as true.
因为在这一切的荒凉里头,什么事情都做不了。
And in this desolation, nothing can be done.
我们感谢神,我们都是应许的后裔。
And we thank our God that we are the promised descendants.
当我们什么都不能做的时候,
so when, at the moment that we cannot do anything,
我们要跟随圣灵真实引导者,
and we should follow the true guide.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不怕慢,
yes, brother, sister, we're not afraid of being slow and sluggish.
只怕不真,
but we are more concerned about being true.
我们不真的时候, 什么的建造都是虚晃的。
So whenever there's untrueness in ourselves, everything is built upon vanity.
人可以一下子一大堆,
so we may have a lot of people here.
一下子又没有了,
but next time we see, could be all gone.
我们一下子可以很忙碌,
we can be all of a sudden very busy.
一下子又安静了,
but all of a sudden it's being quiet again.
我们不能跟着世界上的漩涡走,
we cannot go with the swirls of this world.
因为世界上的漩涡就叫漩涡,
and this world of the world is all just simply regarded as worlds.
唯有圣灵是真实引导者,
the Holy Spirit is only faithful one true guide.
如果我们手上有一点服事,
so if we have some service,
盼望我们都认真,
and we hope that we can all be very careful.
上次我们说我们认真在什么点,
and last time we talked about being serious.
一定要有信心,
and one thing we mentioned, it has to be, we have to have the faith.
有信心的人就看见荒凉,
so whenever people have faith, they will see this desolation.
你看见荒凉不会说它不是荒凉,
so when you see this desolation, you would not deny it.
但是真实有信心的人不会消极,
but a person with the faith will not neglect it.
越看见荒凉, 越知道你要跟随真实的圣灵。
And whenever they see the desolation, the more desire they have to follow this true God.
信心是我们头一关必须要走出去的。
And this faith is the first step we need to step out.
接着来就是顺服真理的圣灵。
And the next step is to obey the spirit of truth.
唯有从灵生的才是灵。
Which of born of spirit is spirit.
唯独那应许的儿女才是后裔。
And only the children of promise are the descendants of God.
神不能建造世界,
and God cannot build this world.
世界一定要被毁灭,
and this world will be destroyed.
不信神儿子的人一定会被毁灭,
for those who don't believe in Son of God will be destroyed.
但是信神儿子的就不被毁灭,
but for those who believe in him will not be destroyed.
他们是应许的儿女,
because they are promised children of God.
神要负这一切的责任,
and God will take all the responsibility.
在外面那么荒凉的情形里头, 神要真实地建造这些儿女。
Among all the desolations from outside, God will build a true.
弟兄姊妹, 我们可能有肉身的儿女。
And a lot of us still have this flesh.
圣经很清楚地讲,
and Bible clearly says,
肉身的儿女不是神的儿女。
And the children of flesh is not children of God.
只有凭应许的才是神的后裔。
And only the children of promises and be regarded as descendants.
所以如果我们在肉身中有儿女的话,
so once we have children in our flesh,
我们更需要跟随真实的圣灵。
We need to follow, obey and follow the Spirit of Truth even more.
把我们的儿女交托给主。
And let's uplift our children to God.
当责备儿女的时候,
so when is the time for us to scold our children, we should do so.
当爱儿女的时候,
if the time to love our children, we should do so.
责备不能过头,
we don't let it be overdone, so they lose their determination.
但是不责备是我们的责任。
But it's our responsibility. It is our fault if we don't do it.
我们在主的面前要做认真的人。
And before our Lord, we need to be a serious person.
但是我们要知道这个路怎么来怎么去。
But we need to know this path, how it comes and how it goes.
请我们读圣经, 以赛亚书30章。
And let's read the Bible, Isaiah chapter 30.
我们读从9节读到15节。
We're going to read from verse 9 through 15.
以赛亚书30章,
Isaiah chapter 30,
9到15节,
9 to 15.
我们一起来念。 因为他们是悖逆的百姓, 说谎的儿女, 不肯听从耶和华训诲的儿女, 他们对先见说, 不要望见不吉利的事, 对先知说, 不要向我们讲正直的话, 要向我们说柔和的话, 言虚幻的事, 你们要离弃正道, 偏离直路, 不要在我们面前再提说以色列的圣者, 所以以色列的圣者如此说, 因为你们藐视这训诲的话, 依赖欺压和怪批, 以此为可靠的, 故此这罪孽在你们身上, 好像将要破裂吐出来的高墙, 顷刻之间忽然坍塌, 要被打碎, 好像把窑匠的瓦器打碎, 甚至碎块中找不到一片可以从炉内取火, 从池中舀水, 主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说, 你们得救在乎归回安息, 你们得利在乎平静安稳, 你们竟自不肯。 悖逆的百姓说谎的儿女,
for this is the rebellious people, false sons.
他们对神有一个非常大的胆子,
and they have a great boast toward God.
简单的说就是不肯,
and to put it simple, they're just not willing.
圣灵真实的引导者,
and this true faithful guide,
从来没有指一条死路给我们,
would never direct us a dead-end path.
这个路是信心的路,
and this path is full of faith.
这个路是活人的路,
and this path that living person can walk on.
这个路对我们来说是个为难,
and this path could be difficult.
因为这个路不是人本身认识的路,
because this path is not what we originally know.
它是我们从来没有走过的路,
it is the path that we have never walked upon.
在神的, 服侍神的儿女当中, 有一个叫先见,
and for those who serve the Lord, we know there's a person called
seer.
他们就是说比什么人都先见到一点事情。 Oh, seer. So that means the seers, they will see things before everyone else.
他们是第一个看见荒凉的人。
They are the first group of people who could see the desolation.
他们看见了荒凉, 就不能不说荒凉。
So when they see the desolation, they cannot refuse to say it.
他们不能不说这些不吉利的事。
They cannot say that the things that were unpleasant.
旧约里头很多很多的先见。
There's a lot of seers in the Old Testament.
你细细读每一卷的书,
if you carefully read through all the books,
基本上是没有什么大吉大利的话。
And you will see there's no really pleasant words in those books.
都是警告,
there's a lot of warnings, alerts.
他们的灵那么样的低微,
and talk about their low spirit.
但他们的话却是那么样的坚决,
but their words are so firm.
因为他们在神面前看见人的灭亡,
Because they saw the decay of people before God.
人要灭亡了, 就没有什么吉利的事。
If people got destroyed, there's nothing good.
再不听神的话, 就一定会灭亡。
If they don't, if they will not listen to the word of God, they will be destroyed.
悖逆的百姓不愿意听这些话。
And the rebellious people does not want to listen.
他说你们不要对我们说这些话。
And they say, please don't say these things to us.
今天是什么时代?
Do you know what kind of dispensation it is?
今天还传基督耶稣的十字架。
And it's the day that we still want to preach Christ.
今天大家都说正面的事。
And today a lot of people will talk about pleasant things.
再说正面的事。
And positive things.
慢慢的就这个其他的就不重要了。
And everything else becomes unimportant.
十字架不重要。
Maybe cross is not important.
顺服圣灵不重要了。
Obeying the Holy Spirit is no longer important.
反正只要你愿意在教会里头有点服事就去做吧。
As long as you have the burden to serve, well, go ahead, do it.
大家就一起努力地去做吧。
Let's all do this together.
用姊妹我们在做什么?
But do you know, brother, sister, what we're doing?
都是正面的事又怎么样?
So what if all things are pleasant and
我们一定要从里头开始。
And we need to start from within.
看见自己的荒凉,
and to see our desolation.
在什么样的地方看见不吉利的,
whenever we see this,
就在什么样的点回头,
and let's turn back from that point.
这些说谎的儿女,
for those who refuse to listen,
对先知说, 不要向我们讲正直的话,
and they said to the prophecy, don't prophesy to us what is right.
以赛亚, 那么早之前就告诉我们现在时代的光景。
And Isaiah has told us long time ago about
他说你要向我们说柔和的话。
And he said, you need to speak pleasant words to us.
弟兄姊妹, 我们都可以柔和。
Yes, brothers, we can all be easygoing.
也必须要柔和。
And we must have that characteristic.
因为这个年代是需要柔和一点。
And living in this age, we need to be a little easygoing.
这个世界已经是硬硬的。 This world is kind of hard. 我们再来到神的家中，还要硬来硬去，就太没有意思了。
And it's just meaningless for being a children of God, being so hard to one another.
我们要说柔和的话。
And we need to say pleasant words.
但是必须要讲正直的话。
But we need to hold on to the truth.
我再说, 对就是对, 错就是错。
Again, I want to emphasize, right is right and wrong is wrong.
这个对, 这个错不是我们头脑的分析。
And it's not our mental analysis on the right or wrong.
这个跟我们头脑的认识没什么关系。
It has nothing to do with our mental analysis.
这个也不是说, 我们的关系是怎么样, 就影响这个对跟错。
We're here not talking about the relationship and the impact on this right or wrong matters.
我们关系再好也不能够影响这样子对跟错。
No matter if we have a good or bad relationship, so it has nothing to do with this.
先知要说先知的话。
And prophets will prophesy.
这些所有的先知都是见证耶稣。
And all the prophecies are testament of Christ.
神的儿子是真理。
And Son of God is true.
以色列的圣者是神的儿子。
And the servants of Israel is Son of God.
当神的儿子来到地上的时候,
when the Son of God came to earth,
以色列人不认识他。
And Israelites didn't know him.
主讲每一句话都是真的。
And whatever Lord said it was true.
但是他们不要听,
but they refused to listen.
他们看见耶稣基督所显的大能大力,
and they saw the great things done by mighty God.
他们猜疑他,
but they doubt.
主耶稣非常的柔顺,
but Christ was so meek and humble.
圣经说他是神的羔羊,
and the Bible said he is the Lamb of God.
他从来不会说去戳人,
and he will not spear others.
他从来也不会, 说责备严重者责备别人。
And he will not condemn people very harshly.
但是当他责备的时候, 一定是显为公义。
But whenever he did so, that's the reflection of his righteousness.
议论他的, 他也仍旧得胜。
And he was still victorious, even though people were talking behind him.
因为虚谎不能够在真理面前站立。
Because vanity cannot stand before truth.
当百姓被你儿女说谎,
so when people became rebellious and the children of God lied,
the children lied,
以色列的圣者就要打碎他们, and then the Holy One of Israel will shatter them.
圣经说他们好像破裂突出来的高墙,
and the Bible said they are like a breach about to fall.
必然会坍塌,
a barge in a high wall whose collapse comes suddenly in an instant.
弟兄姊妹,
and brothers and sisters, we're a group of people are being built at the same time.
当我们从特会里头我们读到尼希米记的时候,
so at the winter conference we're talking about when we were reading about the book of Nehemiah,
我们看见尼希米重建的城墙是那么样的整齐, 是那么样的 uniform.
And that the wall that was built afterward by Nehemiah was so uniform.
没有什么高高低低的情形.
And there was no like highs and lows.
因为城墙的力量在于整齐, 在于 uniform.
And because the strength of the wall is based on this uniform.
但是如果我们当中不是这样,
but if we're not here, if we're not like that,
有高高低低的情形,
if we have the situations like highs and lows,
每一个高每一个低都是破洞, 都是, 被攻击的点,
and for the high points and low points, they will all become the spot that being attacked by the enemies.
圣经说顷刻之间就会倒塌,
and the Bible says will collapse at instant.
这样子的倒塌非常的快,
and this type of collapse is very quick.
是因为在我们身上的罪孽所造成,
and this is the consequence of our sin.
圣经说要被打碎, 好像把窑匠的瓦器打碎,
and the Bible talks about whose collapse is like the smashing of the potter's jar.
弟兄姊妹对不起啊,这个过年的年头怎么说那么多的这样子的圣经?
And you know, we should be sorry because the beginning of this year we're talking too much about Bible and negative things.
圣经里头也真的有很多很吉利的话可以用啊。
And in the Bible there should be a lot of positive and pleasant words.
但是今天的我盼望我越多讲大家的 思想不会散掉,
and I hope that the more I talk about, you will still remain the focus.
上一次的交通集中的点是信心,
and last time the emphasis was faith.
这一次集中的点是真实,
and this time we're talking about truth.
我们一定要真实,
and we need to be true.
神儿子要来对付所有的荒凉,
and the Son of God will come to reject and deal with all the desolation.
神的圣者的建造先需要对付荒凉,
and then the building of the Holy One, the first thing he wants to do is to deal with the desolation.
当人在地上用自己的方法聪明来建造的时候,
so when humans on earth are using their own strength and wisdom to deal with desolation,
我们还记得创世纪 那个巴别塔吗?
And do we still remember the Tower of Babel? Yeah.
在那里他们要用他们的方法来建造,
and they had their own ways to build.
神的对付这样子的荒凉, 再说世人不觉得它是个荒凉,
so when God was dealing with this desolation, maybe people on earth did not realize that.
但是当人要建造他们自己的工作, 不建造神的工作, 神要对付这样子的荒凉,
so when the people are doing their own thing, that God will deal with them.
因为神不想人在这个点上成功,
because God does not want human to be successful at this point.
一定把他们打散,
and he will scatter them.
我们今天在末后时代,
and this end age,
神真实的圣灵要做个工作。
And the Spirit of Truth will come to do real things.
他真的要真实的建造。
And he will do the real building.
以色列的圣者要把窑匠的瓦器打碎。
And the Holy One of Israel will smash the jar of potter.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很残忍的事情。
And that is a very cruel thing, brothers and sisters.
我们都喜欢手牵手心连心。
And we all want to hold our hands together and have this feeling with one another.
每一次的被打击。
So every time we got struck,
我们的心都在痛。
And our heart hurt.
我们的灵都会被消沉了一点。
And our spirit will be lowered.
但是我们要苏醒。
But we need to wake up.
因为这是以色列圣者所允许的。
Because this is the promise of the Holy One of Israel.
他要我们都要被打碎。
And we all need to be smashed.
好像把窑匠的瓦器打碎。
It is just like the smashing of a potter's jar.
神的儿子怎么会到窑匠之家打碎窑匠的瓦器？
How could the Son of Christ came to smash the jar of potter?
碎到一个情形，是没有一片可以来载一块火炭火。
And then up to a point that you cannot even find a piece that would take fire from.
这个瓦器碎到一个情形，没有能够可以来绕一点水。
And this jar will be shattered in a way that you cannot pick up a piece to scoop the water.
打得稀巴烂。
It was totally shattered.
好像一切都已经没有力量，也不能发生作用。
And you see, these pieces cannot be used again.
为什么要打碎？
Why needs to be shattered?
下面圣经说得非常的清楚。
And the Bible says that clearly.
因为主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说。
Because the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said,
你们得救在乎归回安稳安息。
In repentance and the rest, you will be saved.
你们得力在乎平静安稳。
And in quietness and trust is, oh, sorry. In repentance and the rest, you will be saved.
神要把人集中的力量分散了。
And then God wants to scatter the unity of people.
在圣灵真实引导者的里头再来招聚。
And in the spirit of truth,God wants to gather us again.
我们都要归回安息在主的里面。
And we need to repent.
弟兄姊妹要真实的一同被建造。
And in truth that we need to be rebuilt.
我们一同一定要真实的一同追求主的自己。
And in truth that we need to pursue after him.
弟兄姊妹晨更是必须要有的。
And brother, sister, morning devotion has to be.
我们一起祷告的时间也是一定需要有的。
And we must have the time to pray together.
但是这些都不是外面的事情。
And that's not things from outside.
最重要是我们的心要归回到主的面前。
Most important, we need to guard our heart before God.
因为我们得救在乎归回安息。
The way we're saved is because of repentance and rest.
教会要有力量。
And church needs strength.
在这个归回这个安息里头我们要重新得力。
And in repentance and in this rest, we will regain our strength.
我们要在一切的平静安稳的情形里头往前。
And in quietness and in unity, we're moving forward.
没有外面的嚣张的声音。
And there's no noises from outside.
我们也没有外面的什么口号。
And we don't have all those banners and remarks from outside.
我们说今年要重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
And we talked about this year we will rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
但愿从我们个人的生命里头开始。
And let's start from our own personal life.
从我们每一个家的里面开始。
From our own family.
一起来到教会里头，从我们的侍奉最小的一个点来开始。
And coming to church together, starting from the point, the very basic service.
我们要归回。
And we need to repent.
我们要平静。
And we need to rest.
请下面我们再读尼希米一章五到十节。
And let's read Book of Nehemiah 1 through 5.
我们要看尼希米在荒凉的时候怎样祷告。
And let's say we want to see how Nehemiah has prayed.
他怎样靠主再来召聚神的百姓一同往前。
And how he has gathered the people of God with God's promise.
尼希米没有外面的什么职分。
And Nehemiah does not have any position status in outside.
他是在王面前做一个久正的人。
And he was the servant before the king.
He was a cupbearer of a king.
Cupbearer.
他不是什么先知。
And he was no prophet.
不是什么祭司。
There was no judges.
也不是什么君王。
Was not no king.
他是一个微小的仆人。
He was an insignificant servant.
他的心向着主。
But he has a heart that with God.
所以他看见荒凉。
So that, therefore, he sees this desolation.
他要察看一切的荒凉。
And he wants to observe all this desolation.
因为他心里头好像火烧一样。
Because he has this burning desire in his heart.
荒凉是那么样的真实。
And he saw that this desolation is so true.
所以他的祷告也那么样的真实。
And so that makes his prayer so true.
所以之后的行动也那么样的真实。
And makes his action afterward even more true.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来读第一章5到10节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 5 to 10.
耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你守你诫命的人守约施慈爱，愿你睁眼看侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪。 我与我父家都有罪了，我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说：你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中；但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命。 你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们招聚回来，带到我为我民的居所。这都是你的仆人、你的百姓，也就是你用大力和大能的手所救赎的。尼希米第一件事情是承认我们以色列人向神所犯的罪。
And the first thing Nehemiah prayed is to confess the sins that he committed before God.
认罪是一个最大的归回。
And confessing the sin is a very big step of repentance.
弟兄姊妹，觉得自己有理的人没有归回。
And brother, sister, if you know that, if you think you are right, you are not repentant.
你也不能让这样子的有理的人归回。
And you will not make the people repent.
神的话那么样的清楚。
And God's word is so clear.
以色列人的确犯了罪。
Yes, indeed, Israel has committed sins.
尼希米犯了什么罪?
But what kind of sins did Nehemiah committed?
尼希米犯的罪就是他是个以色列人。
And the sin that Nehemiah committed is that he is Israelite.
所以他说我们以色列人所犯的罪。
So that he said, we Israelites have committed sins.
弟兄姊妹，我们是比以色列人更亲的一般人。
And we are an even closer group of people than Israel.
当一个弟兄犯了罪,
so when a brother sinned,
我们可以回到神面前认罪,
and we can come back to the God.
可能这个罪不是我犯,
and to confess, even though it's not me.
但是我弟兄的罪就是我们犯了罪,
but my brother has sinned, and that is my sin.
我们要来到主的面前。
And we need to come before our God.
认识什么是罪,
and to know what is sin.
罪叫我们没办法让神来建造,
and sin will prevent us from being built by God.
罪叫我们荒凉,
and sin will allow us to be.
罪叫我们失去感觉,
and sin will make us have no feeling.
罪叫个人为自己讲理,
and sin will make us reasoning for ourselves.
罪叫我们要向别人来求告伸冤,
and then sin will help us to go after and seek for truth.
尼希米看见罪,
Nehemiah has seen the sin.
我们以色列人所犯的罪,
and this is the sin committed by Israel.
罪是那么样的可怕,
and sin is so dreadful.
罪有它的根源,
it has its source.
所有的根源都是离开神的原因。
And all sources will come down to, without God.
尼希米说，我与我父的家也有罪了。
And Nehemiah said, me and my father's family have sinned.
弟兄姊妹，我们不可能失去一个弟兄。
Yes, a brother, sister, there's no way we can, miss a brother.
我们可以安然过日子。
And still live in a pleasant life.
不可能的事情。
It's impossible.
因为那个是荒凉。
Because that's desolation.
这个叫神没办法建造。
And that will prevent God from building.
弟兄姊妹，更何况如果是我们自己所犯的罪。
Even more so that we sin.
我们要看见神的心是要建造。
And we need to see his will, his heart.
尼希米说，天上的神，大而可畏的神啊。
And Nehemiah said, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God.
他的确是大而可畏。
And indeed, he is great and awesome.
因为他从来不偏待人。
Because he was so impartial.
他用他的正直对待一切的正直。
And with righteousness, he would judge all righteousness.
对一切弯曲被扭的，他用弯曲被扭来对待他们。
And he would treat the crooked with his personal way.
当有一天大而可畏的日子来了。
So one day, when that day of great and awesome comes.
没有一个人可以跟神讲道理。
And no one could reason himself.
神要问你，你的弟兄在哪里。
And maybe God will ask you, where is your brother?
你要回答神什么话呢。
How would you answer him?
我岂是我弟兄的管我弟兄的吗
？Am I the guardian of my brother？
回答这样子的话，就不是知道什么叫建造。
If you answer it that way, actually you don't know what is called.
我们的神的心比我们更切。
And our God have even a greater desire.
当我们愿意承认，然后归回的时候。
So once we were willing to confess and to return,
神就有工作的路。
And there we gave God an opportunity to work.
弟兄姊妹，我们都只不过是罪人。
And we have all sinned.
我们来到神的面前，别人不懂的，我们应该懂。
So for we come before God, even though other people don't understand, we should know it.
懂什么
？What should we know?
我们一定要归回。
And we need to know that we will return.
不是归回到基督徒聚会。
It's not returning to the assembly.
不是归回到这个 St. Gabriel 的地方。
It's not returning to the St. Gabriel area.
一回到神的面前。
But it's returning before his face.
这个是我们一定要懂的事情。
And this is something we have to know.
圣经说你们被赶散的人虽在天涯。
And then the Bible says, even though you've been scattered,
尼希米的祷告那么样的稀奇
，and is the very marvelous of his prayers.
他一认了罪之后
，after he has confessed it,
他马上有一个信心
，and there was a great faith in him.
他说：“我也必从那里将他们召聚回来。
”and I, in the most remote part of heaven, I will gather them from there.
所有的属灵的事情发生的原因，都是因为有人祷告。
And whatever spiritual things happen, there has to be some prayers behind it.
祷告的人就是主的先锋。
People of prayers will become pioneers of
him. 在祷告中我们认罪。
And in prayers we confess our sins.
我们归回。
And we return.
我们有祷告，圣灵就有办法做事。
So, as long as we pray, and there, God will do something.
圣灵要召一切属神的后裔。
And the Holy Spirit wants to gather all the descendants of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要召聚所有真实神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit will gather all the true children of God.
把我们都带到主所选择立为他名的居所。
And will bring them to the place where I have chosen to cause my name to dwell.
什么叫建造教会？
And what is called building the church?
建造教会就是跟随圣灵。
Building the church is talking aboutfollowing the Holy Spirit.
我们跟随圣灵，看见神儿子在我们这个生命里头做的事情。
And following the Holy Spirit, we will see what God has done to us.
他所做的一切要影响到我们周围的一切。
And everything he has done or he will impact people around us.
但愿我们每一次的聚集。
and hope every gathering that we have.
都是神用大能大力的手来救赎我们。
It's the way that God, with His mighty hand, to come to save us.
显明我们是属于以色列的圣者。
So that to see that we are your servant.
请我们读以弗所书。
Now let's read Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们读23到25节。
Verse 23 to 25.
以弗所4章23-25节
我们又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与灵舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
以弗所书说到教会是基督的身体。Ephesians talk about church being the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者的丰满。And
is the fullness of the abundance.
我们知道荒凉是一个极端。And
we talk about desolation is the one extreme.
但是它是一个开始。And
that is also the beginning.
神所有的工作在地上都从荒凉开始。And
everything is done on earth from God. All starts from that desolation.
起初神要造天地,
and the beginning God created the earth.
神第一件事情为我们胜过的就是荒凉。
And the first thing He has overcome for us is desolation.
神的灵运行在水面上,
and His Spirit has worked on the surface of water.
那个水面是在怎样的水面?
What kind of the surface of water is that?
圣经说空虚混沌,
and talk about the formless and the void.
这个是一切的开始,
and that is the beginning of everything.
当开始了,
so when it started,
神要说话,
and God would speak.
神要做事,
God would do things.
神要审判,
and God would judge.
神要救赎,
and God would redeem.
一直到有一天新天新地,
until one day there is a new heaven and new earth.
神要完成他荣耀的旨意,
and He wants to accomplish His glorious mission.
在那一天我们要看见神一切的荣耀彰显在他的教会的里面。
And that day we will see the glory of God reflected in His body.
我们感谢神有那一天空虚混沌的时候。
And we praise God that there was one day.
因为没有那一节圣经,我们不晓得新天新地的宝贵。
So without knowing the desolation of that day, we don't treasure the glorious day ahead.
没有当初我们没有得救的时候那个空虚混沌黑暗的情形。
Without those conditions of formless and void of our past, without believing in Him,
我们不懂得荒凉的可怕。
And we don't know how dreadful the desolation is.
我们知道荒凉，因为我们认识荒凉。
We know desolation because
We recognize
desolation because we know it.
神的儿子要在我们身上显出奇妙的作为。
And the Son of God wants to do great things in us.
圣灵已经来了。
The Holy Spirit has come.
天天引导我们。
And day after day has guided us.
有时候他的引导是叫我们分散。
And His guidance at times is to scatter us.
但是就算是分散, 神的目的还是要召聚。
And even though the is to scatter, but the final purpose is to gather again.
只要我们每一个人心是向着主,
as long as we have this heart and will toward Him.
没有一件事,没有一个人可以拆毁神的工程。
There is no one or no things that could destroy His work.
因为这样子的建造是神自己在建造。
Because the construction and the building is from Himself.
我们看见一头的极端,
and we see that one extreme.
我们也看见另外一头的极端。
And we will see another, the other extreme.
两个极端的中间是什么?
And what is the middle point of these two extremes?
是我们生命的改变。
And that is the change of our lives.
保罗说我们要心智改换一心。
And Paul said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
圣经很好, 就是我们心, 你思想里头的那个灵。
And the Bible said that clearly. It is the spirit in your mind.
什么是思想里头的那个灵？
What is the spirit of your mind?
我们的思想是我们。
And our mind is ourselves.
是圣灵住在我们里头，改变我们的心思。
It is the Holy Spirit come to dwell us to change our mind.
这个灵一直在更新改变。
And this spirit is continuously working to change.
好叫我们这个人慢慢对属神的事情有一个领会。
So that we will have this realization of things work done by God.
我们领会荒凉是必然的发生的事情。
And we realize that this desolation was a must.
所以人犯罪是一定会常有的事情。
And it is a must that people sin.
因为人会荒凉会犯罪。
Because humans will have desolation and will sin.
所以我们更要紧紧地跟随圣灵。
So we need to push ourselves to follow Holy Spirit even more.
真理的圣灵不是一个道理，一句话。
And the Spirit of Truth is not a principle, it's not a word.
他要每一天改换我们的心思。
And he wants to change the spirit of our mind day after day.
叫我们看见地上一切的事情都是那么样的荒凉。
So we see that everything on earth, it is just desolation.
但是在荒凉的背后，我们看见神的手正在做事。
But behind this desolation, we see that God is doing great things behind that.
神的工作有一个起点。
And there is a beginning point of God's work.
外面的起点是我们认识荒凉。
The external starting point is the desolation.
我们里面的起点是心思的改变。
And the internal starting point is the change of the spirit of the mind.
保罗说，并且穿上新人。
And Paul even said, and also put on the new self.
这新人是什么？
And what is this new self?
New man. 这一个新人是照着神的形象造的。
And this new self is talked about, which is in the likeness of God who has created in righteousness.
神的形象是那么样的真实。
And God's image is so real.
他成为肉身，那么样的真实。
And it has vindicated into flesh and was so real.
然后他又借着死，然后到复活的境界。
And through death and elevated to the level of resurrection.
我们稀奇神是那么样的保持了他的真实。
And how much we marvel that how faithful he has kept his realness.
神是那么样的真。
And God is so true.
耶稣基督是那么样的真。
And Christ is so true.
真理的圣灵是那么样的真。
And the spirit of truth is so true.
所以这个新人有神的形象。
And so this new man or new self has the image of God.
那现在这个新人要在我们的里头。
And this new self should be within us.
改变我们里头的心思。
And change our mind.
保罗说我们也要穿上这个新人。
And then Paul said to put on this new self.
改变了我们的心思，也要改变我们的行为。
And change our mind, also change our behavior.
叫我们无论是里面外面。
So no matter it is within or without.
圣经说有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And the Bible said,
that we may have the righteousness and the holiness of the truth. 这个真理生产出公义和圣洁的生命在我们里面。
And this truth produces the righteousness and the holiness from us.
所以今天我们要开始操练的点。
And this is the beginning practice point.
所以保罗说所以。
And then so Paul said therefore.
所以什么？
Therefore what?
25节说你们要弃绝谎言。
And said therefore laying aside falsehood.
那你们说顾弟兄你讲了那么大的一个圈子就是要我们不要说谎言是不是？
So this question is we have a circle all around but the final point is to not to lie.
不说谎言是消极的。
And we're not talking about the falsehood is passive.
要跟邻舍说实话是正面的。
But speak truth to each other, it is something active.
谎言是个罪。
And falsehood is sin.
说谎的不是出于神。
Lying does not come from.
说谎的不能进到神的国。
A lion will not enter into the kingdom of God.
说谎的跟永远无分无关。
And people who lie will have nothing to do with the blessing of God.
当以色列全地都黑暗的时候,
so when Israel have encountered all the darkness,
当埃及全地都黑暗的时候,
Egypt, the darkness of Egypt,
只有以色列的家有光。
And only Israel houses have the light.
教会是世上的盐，世上的光。
And the church is the light and the salt of this earth.
教会就是真理的教会。
And the church is the church of truth.
在我们所有的相交里头没有谎言。
And in our relationships and encounters, there should be no lies.
在我们一切的相交里头，我们都是在说实话。
And in our interactions, we should all speak the truth to one another.
我们靠着真理的圣灵，叫我们柔和谦卑。
And by spirit, we shall be tender and humble.
我们也要靠真理的圣灵，叫我们一直能够说实话，真话。
By the spirit of truth, we should speak truth to one another.
我们在学习的过程，总会有说错话的时候。
So through our learning process, there's a lot of times we speak falsehood.
当我们被显为不义、不得胜的时候，我们认罪。
So whenever we are regarded as unprevailing or unrighteous, we should repent.
当我们显为公义、显为得胜的时候，我们为我们一起认罪。
So if we regard it as righteous and as a prevailing, we should still confess together.
因为我们的目的是一起被建造。
Because our purpose is to be rebuilt altogether.
神的心不是叫我们一个两个做得胜者。
And God's heart is not to have just one or two to be a victor.
神的心意是叫我们一起来变成被建造好的教会。
And His heart is to have us as a unity together be rebuilt in His church.
不属于神的，不愿意接受。
For those who don't believe in God, don't believe Him.
属于神的，要跟随神。
And for those who belong to Him, will follow Him.
因为我们互相为肢体。
Because we are all in one.
但愿神带领我们。
That's all. We hope that God will lead us.
带领我们每一天的生活。
And hope our daily lives.
我们要一起要有所为。
And we'll do something meaningful.
但是我们的能力在乎神。
But our strength and our power is rely on Him.
得救在乎。大家说。 归回安息，得力在乎，平静安稳。在世界上很多厮杀的声音。There
is a lot of voices from this world.
圣灵的工作，圣灵的建造，永远是轻轻的。But
the work of Holy Spirit will always be whispering.
今天神要做最神圣的工作。And
God wants to do very holy, great things today.
但愿我们没有外面太吵杂的声音。
Hopefully, we don't have too much of a noise from outside.
每个人懂得回到里头跟随主。
And we all know we should come to our inside to serve.
我们彼此顺服。
And let's all be humble for one another.
彼此成全。 To perfect each other. 然后彼此建造。
And to build for one another.
请我们再唱那首诗歌480首。
Sing this song one more time, Psalm 480.
Shall you live?